is the KPFK Governance Committee meeting for October 14th, 2020.
You can speak higher, louder.
Okay. Meeting at 7 o'clock via teleconference. And Janine, do you have a roster there? Do you want to read who's present and who called the roll?
I don't usually serve as secretary, but I can't read
okay.
the people that are.
I have. If you want me to do it, it's right in front
okay.
of me.
All right. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay. I have them in alphabetical order. Usually, Alan Beek is a member of this committee. Is Alan here?
I have no idea what that noise is, but it makes it impossible to hear anything else.
Well, Alan is not with us. I
Alan
am here.
Alan was here. Did he hear you?
Alan, are you there? Are you mute?
This is Alan. Do I hear you ask for me?
Hi, Alan. You're present. Good.
We're calling roll.
We're calling roll call. Bella DeSoto present. Elizabeth Van Gutten present. Fred Blair.
I'm sorry. My hearing has gone very bad. The good ear is in it. The doctor being treated for fungus, and I just can't hear you. I'm trying to listen and hear what I can, but I'm afraid I can't answer questions if I don't understand them. Sorry.
Okay, we'll try to be more patient and clearer with you. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
I think she said here.
Oh, okay. Great. Ken Aaron? Okay. Michael Novick?
Present.
Nice. Paul Roberson?
Present.
Great. And Janine Run? I think that's the extent because Fred is not present and Ken are not present.
This is Kim. This is Kim. Janine just emailed me the number, and I had called Fred before to ask him if he knew what was going on because the number on KPFTX obviously is wrong. So Fred's going to be late, but I don't know if he has the number. I forwarded the email to him, so he is going to get on.
Okay, so that's for people that want the information, the number is for the governance committee 323-393.
We're all on it, Bella. We're all on it. We got the number.
Okay, good. All right, so we got to move on. So, are you staying on, Kim?
Well, are we setting the agenda for Sunday?
Yes.
So you're staying on with us?
So whether she does, she's free to stay on or not, and she's not required to say whether she's going to or not. But,
I mean, the reason she calls is what she's going to say. So come on in. Join.
I'm here. I'll put myself on mute. I got nothing to say yet.
I want to put you down, Kaufman. I want to put you down on the list, Kim. There you go. Thank you. So Ken will be in shortly. Fred.
So we'll move on now to
Bella. Bella, this is Eric. I'm on the committee.
Hi, Eric.
Here.
Great. All right. So we have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is there anyone we've missed? Is there anyone else listening?
I've got Alan Beek, Bella DeSoto, Elizabeth Van Gutten, Eric Jacobson, Grace Aaron, Michael Novick, Paul Robertson, that's it, and Janine. Ken and Fred are not present.
Right. We got that, Bella. Thanks. So, on to setting the agenda. Let's look at...
there was a word.
Call to order. Excuse me?
Did you get the word document of the agenda?
Yes, I'm looking at it now. I hope everyone else has it too. Call to order. Reading mission statement, roll call.
I was going to say, for the mission statement, does anyone on the call now want to volunteer to do that? Because we always take a long gap, you know, to figure out who wants to do that, who has it up.
I am listed to read it, Paul.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So hopefully you'll have it.
Yes, and I had it available last time as well. I will have it available.
Okay. So that's a call to order. We'll read the mission statement, roll call. Is there anyone, are there any objections to the call to order as it's listed?
No.
Hearing none, then we'll approve the call to order as it's listed now. Public comment period, number one. In general manager's report and discussion, the item number three.
Someone is making a lot of noise about that.
Thank you. Sounds like wind has been muted. Thank you. And after the general manager's report and discussion, the second public comment period. Are the public comment periods and the general manager's report, are there any objections to those as they're listed? Hearing none, then we'll consider those accepted. Director's reports and discussion.
Wait. I have a question. Do you know that he's going to be there?
He has not told me that he's not.
Okay.
I will check to see that he is, but I would, he has not told me that he's not going to be, and it's part of his job. So I'm going to assume that he'll be there, and if he's not, we'll mark his absence, and then that's what we'll discuss.
Okay.
Yeah, we always give an official invitation every month, but like you said, if he's not present, then we will communicate that verbally, you know, so it's everyone present and everyone on the phone can hear and know that he's not present and it'll be put into the record because there's an expectation that he's supposed to be present.
That's right.
We need
that's
to right. keep a tab on this.
He'll be included in the roll call. As a member of the board, he'll be included in the roll call at the beginning.
Michael, moving to the staff.
Yes, Michael?
Yeah, so I sent an email. My concern is about the timing of things because the personnel committee, I said at the last LSB meeting and sent an email during the month, we're anticipating reporting on the PD evaluation and we'll need probably a good hour, I think, for the LSB in closed session. So I think we should adjust the timing of other things on this standard agenda to make sure we have time for that.
Okay, do we want to do that?
We cannot do this until after all the public comments. And
I was going to say, Bella, we often hold the closed sessions till the end of the meeting.
Correct.
Do we want to do that?
Yes,
you,
we have.
I wasn't saying to put the closed session here. I was saying that we should adjust the timing that we're allowing for other items on the open agenda to make sure we have enough time to have a closed session discussion with sufficient time.
Yes. Yes.
And then there's a report back from the closed session.
Right. There always is. I think I would like to suggest that we go ahead and get everything down and in the order we want it, and then see how best to adjust time to allow for enough for the governance committee closed session.
Yes.
Personnel.
Sorry. Yes, this is governance, right? Personnel. Thank you. So after we haven't, I've just been addressing order. I haven't really, no one's brought up time until now. Going on through the order of the agenda, director's reports and discussion, and then followed by public comments. Is there any objection to those?
How many? We should have four. How many public comments are there? Let me see. Oh, I'm doing so many.
So then the PNB committee election for programming committee is a special item this month.
Isn't that off? Didn't they do that last week?
Yeah, that's done.
That's done. You're right, it is done. So we should address the numbers on the remaining.
Beth,
yes?
Beth, I'm revising this Word document right now and putting in automatic numbering. So I can send that to you because these letters and numbers this will make it a lot easier going forward
okay.
So you don't have to renumber everything.
Kim?
Okay. I'm sorry. Can I jump in here?
Yes,
The secretary.
The way we've been doing it is I adjust the agenda on the Google Doc so that people can see it revised if they need to. So I just want to ask what needs to be taken out. Is it 8E that you're saying needs to be taken out?
Yes.
8E. Yeah.
The PNB committee election for
Roman numeral 7 or 9, I don't know what.
Yes, we're fortunate to have Janine here who is very experienced at this by now and has really gotten it down.
No, process. I mean, if somebody else wants to prepare the agenda, that's totally fine with me. Last time I had connectivity problems, so that's why I think Bella stepped in to do it.
Michael Novick did.
Okay. And I can certainly, we can revert to that. I don't have a problem with it. If I'm doing it, I just want to make sure I'm getting it clear. So we're just talking about item 7.
I like
having a standard way we've been dealing with it, and I'm grateful to you, Janine, for doing it. And it is good to have a backup on those off dances that you might not be available. So we should
actually last time I redid the agenda, I sent it to you, Beth. Remember?
Yes, I remember. I remember. But for now, Janine's with us and on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's made the adjustment, removing that one item from last month. So committee reports.
Which is the item that we're moving, Beth? Which is the item that we are moving?
I think we just removed the item from last month about the PNB election for someone to the programming committee, and that moved all the other subsequent items.
Okay, that was taken out, in other words.
Right.
Okay, right. So that was removed. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Kim.
Yes.
Regarding committee reports, I'm asking again that number B, treasurer report, please be taken out. So number C becomes number B. We don't need a treasurer report, then a finance committee, and a treasurer report, and a finance chair report. So number B comes up, comes out,
yes,
and then C becomes B.
Yes, redundant. You're right.
And I don't think we need 30 minutes either.
Okay,
so
well,
once we get
the order down and the numbers, then we'll go back and adjust. It doesn't make sense to adjust the minutes if we find later on we're going to take out redundant items or whatever. So I'll boil it down to the total list and then allocate the minutes, I think. So, Janine, I know you solved this problem last month, I believe, the thing about the treasurer's report and another treasurer's report and a finance
committee. No, Michael Novick did it last month. Michael Novick did it last month.
I just changed it. It says committee reports, which is now number 7. A is governance committee. B is finance committee, and there's a 1 of treasurer report, 2 of finance chair report. Then there's a C for outreach committee, and then there's a D for fundraising and an E for programming oversight.
Okay. All right. And there was something listed here for development task force update, and number 1 under D. Do you see that? Or is that just me?
Correct.
We could probably just take it off the next meeting. I don't think they'll have to be LSB.
Okay. All right. So that's 1 more line we can eliminate.
So that fundraising remains, but just the task force item. It's taken
out. Seeing new business on the agenda reminded me that I was going to propose a motion that any new business item that comes up at an LSB meeting will automatically be referred to governance for assignment to a committee for preliminary discussion.
Michael, it's hard to hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, seeing new business on the agenda reminded me, I was planning to introduce a motion, and I will do so. I'll type it up and send it in, that any new business that comes up at a LSB meeting, unless it's of extreme urgency, would automatically be referred to governance committee to assign to a committee or to the committee.
Sounds great.
I'll type that up and send it to everybody. Hang on.
Yeah, that is coaching.
So I don't know whether anyone is going line by line, but I am adding after new business on the Google Doc, a work in progress. I'm adding executive session after the new business item, and it says LSC will convene an a closed session for an to discuss personnel matters. Is that correct?
Bella, to the stack, we have to adjourn from the open session and then start, announce the go into the closed session. We have to adjourn from the open session first and then go into the closed session. So it would be item 8 for the closed session.
So we would do the executive session before the fourth public comment, after the committee reports and...
No. We have to finish the business of the open session. We adjourn, we go into closed session, then we do hold that, and then we do a report back.
Okay. So it will go committee reports, public comments, the fourth one, new business, closing business, adjourn, and then an executive session.
Right, and then we come back and we do our report.
Eric, give this back.
Beth?
I'm sorry, it was muted. Eric, go ahead.
I had a question. What's the background of the executive session? Without going into anything that shouldn't be discussed on the stream.
Personnel committee.
Bella?
Okay.
It's not for you to answer.
Of course I can answer. I am a member of that committee. Where is Michael? Where is Michael?
Bella, I will find
I'm
Michael.
I'm here, but I'm waiting for the chair to speak, Bella.
I'm asking Bella to wait and to ask to get on the stack, just like everyone else, rather than answering every question. Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't want to mute you, but that means you have to mute yourself between things. Thank you. So, Eric had a question regarding the personnel committee, and Michael's the chair of the personnel committee. Do you want to respond?
Yeah, the personnel committee, as I mentioned at the last LSB meeting, is going to present some recommendations on the PD evaluation, which has to be taken up in closed session because it's obviously a personnel matter.
Thank you.
This is Beth, the chair. I wish we had a parliamentarian here. If there's someone who knows better than I'd like to put the question out there. It's new for me to adjourn one meeting and open a whole second meeting to deal with a closed session. In my experience, a closed session has just been itemized as one of the agenda items. Isn't that correct?
Bella,
go ahead, Bella.
The meeting remains open, and then those people that are not members of the LSB or that have signed a confidentiality agreement, etc., stay on. So
yes,
the members
But that's not the question. I understand the difference between a closed session and an open session, but as you were describing it, it sounded like you were suggesting that we adjourn the open session and open a whole new meeting. And that's not
we
been
simply,
my...
No, we simply announce it. It's on the agenda and we announce it. But that has to be posted. That should have been posted on the KPFTX so that the public is aware of that.
It will be. It will be. Denise, do we have that closed? How do you have the closed session listed now?
I'm sorry, what is it?
Denise?
Right. So I have the committee meeting as it is on the draft.
Yes.
And I have public comments, number 4.
Yes.
then new business, then closing business, then adjourn, and then I have a line, and I have executive session. And then I have in parentheses, LSB will convene a closed session to discuss personnel matters. And then I just have a note to report out.
Now, in my experience, that closed session, once, in my experience, after you adjourn the meeting is over and you're done and you go home. And if you want to have a closed session, you do it as an agenda item within the body of the meeting. Does anybody have a problem with that? Is that, or an objection to that?
Can you repeat that? I could not hear you.
In my experience, once you adjourn a meeting, the meeting is finished. You're done, you go home. If you want to have a closed session, you do it within the body of the meeting as an agendized item within that meeting before you adjourn, so that once you come out of the closed session, you can report the any decisions, actions or decisions. I don't know whether you want to do closing business before or after that closed session, but I think closed session should come before adjourning.
Janine, to the staff.
Yes, Janine.
When I heard that there would be an executive session, I brought up the agenda from June, and what we had was public comment, new business, then the executive session, and then the adjournment. It should probably have business as well that we forgot to put in the agenda, but that's why I had it the one way originally before the adjourn. So question is, if we put it before the adjourn, do we put it between new business and closing business?
This is Grace.
That would be
back.
Go ahead, Grace. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. You know, the tradition has been to have the closed sessions noticed separately and held separately from the open session. Now, there's one very good reason for this, and that's that you have to have two sets of minutes. You can't have one set of minutes that includes open session items and closed session items, because the open session minutes are supposed to be posted on KPFTX. The closed session minutes, of course, can't be posted. The same thing with the agenda. So you have to have two separate agendas and two separate sets of minutes, which it makes it very difficult if it's one meeting. So the easier thing is just to have an open session and announced separately, separate agenda, and then a separately announced and separate agenda for closed session with separate minutes. Now, if you want to open up an open session again, and you can recess the open session and then reconvene after the closed session just to read the report out from the closed session, that's fine. But otherwise it just gets very confusing, because there have to be two separate agendas and two separate sets of minutes, because the open session minutes and agendas have to be made public.
So this is Beth. I'm prepared to abide by our precedents if that's what we've done. In my prior experience, closed sessions don't have minutes. I mean, they're usually pretty adamant about not even allowing people to have writing implements in the meeting, because they don't want any written notes coming out, with the exception of the official statement at the end about decisions that have been made or actions taken. But that's been the prior experience. And if that's not what's done in KPFK, then I'm happy to abide by what our precedent is.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Okay. Legally, I mean, especially on the national board, but also on the local board, legally, there's a lot of business that happens in closed session. and the minutes have to be kept. I'll give you an example of just some things. So, for instance, there was the approval of the sale of the building up north. We owned a building. That was extremely detailed, and it was a transaction. Yeah. It was a contractual transaction that had to be kept in closed session. So the minutes had to be kept. The settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust, that was very sensitive, had to be discussed and voted on. The loan, that was another major thing that had to be discussed and voted on in closed session. And minutes had to be kept for legal purposes. The audits demand that we keep records of closed sessions. So a lot of business that and decisions are made. The firing and the rationale behind the letting go of our executive director, John Verniel, for instance, was done in closed session. That had to be, we had to have that completely documented with the minutes and the votes and everything in closed session for legal reasons. What if an employee who we fire, sues us? We have to be able to produce the minutes. So we do always keep closed session minutes. They're quite detailed because a lot of, in Pacifica, a lot of transactions occur in closed session. And it's important that the minutes be kept. Of course, they're not made public usually. We have the report outs, but, you know, there was an attempt a couple of years ago to release all the closed session minutes, but it didn't pass. I don't think. I don't know. I don't remember. Okay.
It shouldn't pass.
Does that clarify things?
It does. It's a departure from my prior experience, but again, I'm happy to abide by whatever the precedent is.
Beth, if I could just add one thing.
After Bella. Bella's next.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, thank you, Beth. That is the reason why I said that we needed to adjourn first from the open and then into the closed, start a new day. But not to use a new day, Pacifica bullshit. Nonetheless, I personally, I have been keeping track very closely of our closed sessions. I have been documenting them and the votes and all of that. If anybody wants to come back to me and say, hey, do you have some minutes from closed sessions? I've got them. But we have to keep track of them, and they should be kept just like minutes from open sessions, just for the record. So I'm glad that Grace made that very clear.
I'd like to say something else, if I might be on the stack again.
Sure.
Okay.
Then,
am I recognized, or?
Sure, go ahead to follow up.
Well, I think I was next.
Yeah, but this was
okay.
Then in response to...
Go ahead.
Okay.
And then you're next.
In terms of the local station board, for instance, on Sunday, we're going to be presenting, hopefully, the program director evaluation. Now, that is very important that all those records, and they're quite long, it's not short. That has to be kept in the minutes and all the attachments attached, you know, all the business that was done by that committee. And it's very important that those minutes be kept and stored because there could be, the program director, if he is laid off or whatever, he could sue the foundation or push us into arbitration. So we need all those records maintained. And the votes, anything that has to do with votes about the evaluation, you know, so an ED, a PD evaluation, a general manager evaluation, any disciplinary action that has to do with managers or anybody else, those are very important that we keep records of those in minutes of closed sessions.
This is Beth. I'm going to intervene for just a moment to ask, whoever has the tea kettle in the background, could you please mute yourself?
Beth,
else? Yes?
Fred here. That was Kim. I muted Kim for now.
Okay. All right. Kim is next to the stack, though, so it's her turn. Kim?
I'm sorry. I'm just going in there. I'm sorry. I thought I was moving. I just want to add there are also certain requirements for FCC and CPB to make a public report out of what goes in closed session because, you know, they want as much business as possible to be in the public.
Yeah.
So if you go into closed session, you have to make a report out to tell them whether you're talking about personnel, legal issues, or, you know, contractual issues. And those are pretty much the three areas that they recognize as legitimate closed session items. Thank you.
The last couple of boards that I sat on were both Brown Act boards, and those requirements are very familiar to me. But they were both very, very strict about not letting individual members keep notes from minutes and being paring down the action minutes, paring down the any written documentation to action minutes in a final statement. But that's I'm going to look into this between now and the next meeting to see, you know, what. But I'm happy to abide by our convention for now.
Janine to the staff.
Janine. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I came aboard as the secretary in December of last year. At that time, my understanding was that I wasn't to take minutes for executive session, and I was to only take minutes for delegate assembly. So I do not have minutes. I do have report out for executive sessions that have been forwarded to Otis, etc. So if that is the case, that there should have been minutes kept, then that is something that I should probably get from Bella so that we have it as a record. The other thing I'd also like to address is that on the minutes from the last meeting, we had decided, the board had decided to review that the governance meeting, the governance committee would review all the minutes that haven't been approved. And it was my goal to get those ready for tonight, and I just don't have them ready, and I don't know what the solution is. I apologize. I can try to get them ready and send them to the body, to the board, before the meeting. Or we can, you know, possibly come up with another question.
This is Beth again with just housekeeping. And is someone breathing into their microphone? It sounds like, if that's not wind. And so, again, if you're not the speaker, could I ask everyone to mute except the speaker? Thank you. Do we have suggestions for Janine about how we want her to
Bella,
proceed?
To the staff?
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I will be happy to share all my notes and vote records with Janine. I will do that, Janine. The other thing I wanted to say is that obviously, I don't want to lose my trend of thought here, but we have to start keeping track of these meetings. And it's very critical that we keep track of our closed meetings just as important as our open meetings. But I was going to say something else, I'm sorry, and this breathing, this heavy breathing just took me off.
It's distracting.
Eric is back.
Eric, go ahead.
This might, Bella, be part of what you were...
I'm sorry, Eric.
Go ahead.
It just came back to me. All the minutes that Janine is supposed to supply to us, it doesn't matter. She can supply them to us before our meeting on Sunday. We can still postpone we can all review, and then on our following meeting, we can okay them, or and we can send corrections during email. We agreed upon that, in fact, at our last meeting. And she doesn't have them already now.
Does anyone have an objection to that? If not, then...
This is related to my point that I was making. Eric.
Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
So I wanted to make a related point. Maybe we could fold it in together with what Bella just proposed. I wanted a chance to make an edit in the meeting, in the minutes that we were sent right before this meeting with regard to the last meeting and the part where I made a motion to adjourn in honor of Stephen F. Cohen. How do I do that physically is my question to Janine or the chair. Is there a method that we're using? Bella alluded to email. Do we just email proposed edits or what?
Yes.
We did it on a Google document in a prior meeting. Since December, that may have been the March meeting, we used the Google document, and I remember accessing it and entering my proposed edits, and they were that ended up passing.
That's my understanding is that minutes can be edited at any point in the future to correct inaccuracies or add omissions, and the corrections would need to be approved, but that's entirely possible to do. So I would think the first step would be to contact Janine and work with her to get it down in writing. And then when we approve minutes at whatever our next meeting would be, it would be submitted with whatever other minutes were to be approved to them. Does that sound okay to people? Does anyone have a problem with that?
Eric, to the stack for
yes?
One
go
quick
ahead.
Clarification. Is
go ahead.
Does Janine, if I could ask, do you recall what I'm talking about in regard to that Google Doc? That we had the minutes placed on a Google Doc that we could then, using a password of some type, each of us
yes.
could... Is that a helpful way for you to help us finalize the minutes, review and finalize the minutes, or is that complicated things?
Right. So we're getting to kind of a little bit of why I'm delayed is I prefer that system where people go to the folder in Google and look at the minutes and make their adjustments. And yours were done as comments and proposed edits, which was great. It was easy to accept it. However, other people went in and just highlighted areas without any comments on what to do. And so I'm sort of sifting through that. So it becomes... You know, if people don't know how to add an edit suggestion, it doesn't really suit it for the whole body. So I don't really know what to do about that, honestly. I've gone back to get ready for tonight. I went back to January and February, and I thought it would be very easy because I knew that there were already edits that had been accepted. But when I went back in, now there's highlighted items, and I have to look at why those needed, somebody wanted them changed, and I don't even know who. So, unfortunately, I think that it's a little too tech for the group we have, and we might be better off if I can deliver the minutes from the prior meeting earlier. People can give their notes, and then I can include the notes in a revised minutes on the day of the meeting, and people can actually look at what people have proposed as changes.
I just pray I can get caught up like that. I know that it's frustrating for everyone.
Can I make a proposal? If there are any edits to any minutes, that we, on the subject line, put specifically edit on the date and put the date of the minutes that you want to edit and what line item. That would help Janine not to get crazy, or give her as much instruction as possible. Otherwise, I can understand why. So it can be very untenable.
This is Beth, so putting myself on the stack.
You can do that.
This is Beth. I have two suggestions. One, maybe you could draw up, Janine, maybe you could draw up a protocol for edits and keep it as simple as possible. Don't suggest that people do, even try, you know, profoundly elaborate things. Just keep it to the simplest steps so that people who aren't familiar with that process have some place to start. And then I would also like to propose that once minutes have been approved, that they don't remain up on Google Docs, that they don't remain in a changeable form, that after that, after they've once been approved, if anyone wants to amend them further, they need to go directly to Janine, and Janine should be the only one in a position to make the change, which would then have to be approved.
I'll go with that.
Kim to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Kim.
If you ever get these minutes, like, done and caught up, you know, they do ultimately go on KPFTX, and after they've been approved at the LSB, Otis wants them put into a PDF, and then you upload them to KPFTX.
Right.
That's the end part of it, after you guys approve them. So.
And that becomes final.
Okay, does this give you a way to proceed now, Janine?
Yes,
do you have
it
any
does.
Other? Is there anything else you need from us now?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then back to the agenda. I have down a closed session after we adjourn. This is Beth still. I would like to propose or re-propose something that's been brought up recently, and I thought we almost included it at least once, and I would like to consider that again, the notion of having closing, after the closing business, do announcements, allow time enough for people to announce to each other. It's in my experience in other meetings, it's been a very valuable networking process among board members. And would anyone have a problem with that, adding that as item number 12, I guess it would be?
I propose, Madam Chair, Bella, to the staff.
Go ahead, Bella.
I proposed that some months ago, that we have a good and welfare. Good and welfare is for the community to make announcements.
Mm-hmm.
After so, closing business.
And before we adjourn. So, hearing no objections to that, then, Janine, would you include that then in the agenda?
So that's after
and
closing.
After closing business and before adjournment, Paul, go ahead.
Oh, good evening. I wanted to add something in for the agenda. Me and Kiana, and I talked to Annual a couple weeks ago about some fundraising ideas that I had using the LSB members. I guess I'm not sure if the meeting is the most appropriate place to necessarily, you know, talk about that. but I guess all the members will be there. But basically, mm-hmm. we're just utilizing like social media and as a way to, number one, advertise the station, and also to broaden our horizons and diversify our, you know, our listenerships, because the board is relatively diverse. You know, there's no Latinos, women, males, African Americans, you know, blah blah blah. And basically, you record like a maybe like a 15 or 20 second recording on your phone, on video or voice, and then we submit it to NEL, and then they, you know, they post it on the site or they put play it on the radio as a way to introduce the LSB to the listenership, and also providing us with a chance to advertise the station through our own social networks. And it's kind of a cost-effective way to, you know, maybe raise some revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do, Stack?
I don't really know the appropriate way to or to present that.
Alan, one moment, Alan. We're going to finish with Paul, and then I call on you, okay? One moment. So, Paul, what if we include that under new business? Would
okay.
that be...
That sounds good.
Would that work?
Yeah, and what I'll do, I made a little script, like just kind of like what I would say. I sent it to Mr. Novak earlier in the week, but I'll forward it to everyone on the call. I don't think I have your email, Ms. Kim, but it's just for LSB. But I'll forward it to everyone here, and you could kind of like personalize it should you decide to participate, and make it your own. Okay?
Sounds groovy.
What do you want to call this agenda item? How shall we list it under new business?
Call it LSB Listener Engagement.
Sounds groovy.
LSB Listener Engagement.
This is Michael Gildersack.
Okay, Michael, we've got Alan is ahead of you, and then you.
Okay, well, this is just a reference to this item. Maybe we can, since Paul did raise it in relation to the fundraising, maybe we can put it in the fundraising committee report.
That's okay with me. What's your preference, Paul?
Oh, I think Paul? That makes a lot of sense to put it in fundraising. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. Then
Alan Beek to the Stack.
Alan, go ahead. Your turn.
Yes, at the last meeting, there was a motion made. It was being under consideration and discussion when the time ran out. And obviously, a lot of people wanted to talk about it, so they felt that rather than try to do it that meeting, they'd postpone it to this meeting. So it's been postponed, and we should consider right away with consideration of that motion and have the discussion and have the vote. It should come, I think, as old business ahead of new business, but someplace down there on public comments number 4 and new business, we should continue the discussion of that motion and have the discussion and the vote.
Bella to the Stack.
Yes, Bella.
Yes, I fully agree. I fully concur. His motion was sidestep. At the end, it was chaos and a motion and an adjournment, and before the adjournment, an amendment was introduced, and Alan's motion was lost. And Alan's motion was very cogent, in particularly to the listener engagement that Paul Robertson just spoke of. So I believe that this motion from last month should be reintroduced and inserted back into the agenda under old business before we handle any new business, which I don't see any new business. Except we do have a motion. There is a motion from the chair, is there not, regarding certain expenses, expenditures for LSB committees.
I don't I don't have wording on that yet. Was there someone else who wanted to speak?
Okay. Yeah, I did send people the motion that I raised earlier about how to deal with new business items. I think they should go to committee. So check your email for that. But the reason I made that motion is because I feel like our meeting deteriorated dramatically at the point that we started dealing with new business as opposed to working collectively on various things that had come through committees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that the fact that Alan's motion was introduced as new business and the discussion deteriorated is enough cause to bring it back up on the agenda. I think it needs to go to a committee, get talked
which
about.
Committee, which committee do you propose?
Okay.
Michael, which committee do you propose it should go to?
What I put in the motion, let me find the motion again, but I did send people earlier.
I do remember that it was supposed to be referred to a committee and should have been discussed by now. And Alan prompted us. But I don't remember that it went to a specific committee, and the end of the meeting was so chaotic the last 3 or 4 minutes that...
This is a motion that I mentioned earlier that I wanted to introduce. Resolve that any new business item brought up at an LSB meeting, unless it must be urgently dealt with, will automatically be sent to an appropriate committee or to the governance committee to assign to a committee for discussion prior to consideration by the body. So,
Has that already been passed, or do you want to introduce that motion?
No, it has not been passed.
I emailed it to everybody earlier in the meeting, but we didn't come back to discuss it.
It needs to be discussed.
Bella, please, I'm trying to talk with Michael right now. Let's do one at a time. Michael, are you proposing, do you want to put that, your motion, on this agenda now at some point for consideration?
Yes, that's the idea. I was making it as a motion to the governance committee. If the governance committee adopts it, it would go on the LSB agenda.
I see. Okay.
That was my idea.
Bella, to the stack, whenever.
We should probably... We should probably finish the agenda first and then deal with that as a separate item rather than interrupt the flow of what we're doing now. Or does anyone else have a better suggestion? I'm open to suggestions.
Bella, Eric to the staff.
Okay, Bella, go ahead, and then Eric.
Yes, I like Michael Novick's proposal. I read it, and I put it in the agenda as new business. It has to be voted in by the body. It has to be ratified by the body. We cannot just arbitrarily adopt someone's proposal like that.
One's suggesting that we do, Bella.
Beth, I have the floor. And then vacate anything else that came prior to that. And Alan Beek's motion came prior to that proposal. So therefore, it is justifiable that Alan Beek's motion from last month be reintroduced within the body of the agenda and be heard. While we can vote on that new business, that new motion from Michael.
Well, I see two separate items here. One is Alan's original motion, and the second is Michael's original motion now, which would pertain to any future business. This would be adopted as a standard practice. However, that Michael, or maybe it was Michael, someone proposed that at last meeting. Excuse me, one moment. I'm going to cough. Excuse me. As the way to handle Alan's motion, because it was felt that it needed more attention before it was ready to be voted on. And that was the motion that was voted on. It was referred to an unidentified committee, body, ad hoc committee that would deal with it, and then didn't, and dropped that ball. So those are the two separate things. It was decided at that meeting that it would be referred to a committee to deal with it. But that was, as I understood it then, pertained just to that current motion. And as I understand it now, Michael's current proposal would deal with all future new business going forward. Do I have that right, Michael?
Yeah, I don't think I was the person who made that at the meeting. I can't remember who did, but that's my recollection.
No, you did not.
I don't remember who it was either. And Eric, did you have something you wanted to? Did I miss you? Were you on the line?
I wanted to ask a question of Michael.
Yes.
Does this permit someone who has a matter they wish to be heard at the following LSB meeting to come to our governance committee, which is now the Wednesday before, and have the process you're describing occur at that governance committee meeting? The reason I'm asking is because it seems like this could build in considerable delay in whatever the substance that the individual LSB member wishes to be considered as new business, unless you could, because, you know, things develop in real time. Is that within your contemplation, that it wouldn't necessarily have to be a month later that if the person had something? Because I don't remember specifically whether Alan addressed us with his proposed past governance meeting, but I believe he did. I could be wrong. Is that sufficient? Is that a sufficient scenario is what I'm asking?
Jack, can I speak? Answer that? Or?
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's preferable that if an LSB member has a motion, that it go to committee first before coming to the floor of the LSB, which I think proved itself out at the last meeting when we had a pretty efficient meeting going on until we got to the new business, and then, you know, everything deteriorated from there. So it doesn't have to be governance. In other words, if somebody has an idea about, you know, fundraising or any of the other, responsibilities, it can go to whatever appropriate committee the person wants to bring it to. But I'm saying if something comes up as new business at that point, we're not going to deal with it at the meeting that it comes up at. It's going to go to a committee. As I said in the motion, unless there's a, you know, kind of a time sensitive urgency to it, that it couldn't have gone to a committee and has to be dealt with, fairly immediately.
Eric, so, you want to respond?
Quick follow up. How are we going to be consistent then with regard to Paul's, Mr. Roberson's idea, which, by the way, if we could all receive that email, I'd like to actually see the specifics of that, but that's just a sidebar request on my part. Will that apply to that, or will we take that up? Or should we have a discussion of it now?
Alan Beek.
Paul thing is not a mandate or an action or a position. It's just a volunteer opportunity. So we didn't actually have the fundraising committee this month, but Alan did raise it to me in an email in relation to fundraising, is how I saw it. So I just think it's you know, that's just a expeditious way to deal with it on our agenda. That's why I was suggesting it go with the fundraising committee.
Okay.
So Alan wanted to speak.
Ms. Allen, I have the floor.
Yes.
That motion that was just made, I see it being typed before me in something in Google, and I would like to suggest that the very last word, body, should be LSB. It should be assigned to a committee or to the governance committee for discussion prior to consideration by the LSB. The word body is too indefinite.
No, that's fine. I'll correct that.
Thank you, Alan.
I did not hear what Alan just said. Can somebody repeat it?
There, it's done. I see it.
Can someone repeat what Alan just said?
He wanted a more specific word. He wanted to change the word body to LSB, I believe, in the document so that it was more specific. And his suggestion was taken and adopted. Accepted and adopted.
Accepted and adopted what?
To change the word body to the word LSD to be more specific.
Oh, in his motion? In his motion?
In Michael's motion.
Oh, in Michael's motion. Okay.
And it's
sure.
They're changing it in Google Docs now. I don't know whether you do that or not, but you can watch it happen real time live.
So changing. It already says an LSB meeting.
The last word instead of body, LSB.
Got it. Thank you. I'm doing it right now. Okay.
So, then where does that, so we have a motion.
Well, that motion, I beg your pardon, Alan Beek.
Go ahead, Alan. Go ahead.
Well, that motion is under committee reports, which we've already gone by. So it's to be considered at the next meeting of the governance committee and by its own terms. It must be some place, or the government committee itself shall discuss it before considering it.
Eric, go ahead. Eric?
No, I'm just listening now. I'm
processing
what you said.
Okay, I thought I heard you. Then who was I?
No.
Was that Michael?
Michael, yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, so I did mention to the chair right after the meeting that I wanted to submit such a motion. I did not send it in advance of the meeting. I apologize. But I did say during this meeting earlier that I was submitting such a motion, and then I immediately emailed it to everybody during the meeting. So my idea was that at this meeting, the governance committee would consider it, and if the governance committee adopts it, it would go before the body and the governance committee report on the agenda. That's why I re-raised it before we completed the agenda discussion. So then
is there anyone that would object to that?
I placed it under new business.
This is Eric.
That's not the question right now. I'm asking if anyone would object to the process that Michael just described of adopting that motion.
It's not a process, a motion, and we need to know where to put it to place it on the agenda.
If we pass it, then we'll place it. What's the question right now is this acceptable? Is it an acceptable motion?
Oh, yes.
Is it?
I have it on my agenda. I put it in there as new business.
Bella, Bella, it takes up the time of everyone here when you want to talk, comment on everything everyone says. We're not asking that right now.
What are you asking, Beth?
Listen to me, and you'll hear it. I asked if there were any objections to what Michael just described, to Michael's motion. And if there are no objections, we'll consider it accepted. We'll consider it adopted.
Eric, to the stack.
Thank you, Eric. Go ahead.
One more question.
Yes?
I'm still wondering if there's some way we can allow, other than the urgency clause, or maybe we can soften the urgency clause. I don't know. I'm worried that somebody might have a very legitimate reason for wanting new business to be heard at an LSC meeting that maybe relates to something that arose in the interim days between the governance committee and the LSC meeting. There's just a lot of contingencies here. This seems to mandate a month delay regardless. I don't know whether anybody else shares that concern at all, but is there any way we can maybe broaden the exception a little bit other than urgent, or I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud because it's the first time really scrutinizing.
This is Beth with a counter question, and for Michael too. Are you suggesting, Eric, that we use the governance committee immediately before, I mean, the governance committee a few days before the LSB, the upcoming LSB meeting, as sort of like a committee of last resort, that if all the other committees have already occurred, that someone with a motion they'd like to make could resort to requesting at the governance committee that it be considered? Are you suggesting something like that, or
it would be
a
help if the alternative would be to, I don't think right now anybody's precluded from attending the governance committee meeting and bringing up any proposed motion for the LSB meeting. I don't believe it's just reserved to the formal members of our committee, or am I wrong there? But assuming that an LSB colleague of ours wished to have something heard, I assume they could join our call the Wednesday before currently and have at least some opportunity to get consideration of the type you're describing. I just worry that we're maybe creating a automatic, a fairly considerable interval for something that might be worthy of attention. I guess it can always be categorized as urgent, right, Michael? That's why you used the word urgent. You contemplated that.
I was thinking more about the deadline, some deadline coming up after the LSB meeting, but I guess I'm trying to write some additional language here. Basically saying members are urged, if at all possible, to bring motions to a committee or to the appropriate committee with the governance prior to the LSB meeting, something like that.
Yeah, but could I suggest the word it is strongly favored or something like that, that an item of new business be previously brought to the attention of the relevant committee, something like that. I don't want to soften it to the point where the automaticity is completely vanishing, but maybe we could come up with some. I get what you're saying about the deterioration and the spontaneous attempt of a 24-member body, at least potentially 24, to deal with something.
Alan, to the stack.
Yeah. Okay. I yield.
Alan, go ahead.
One more tiny typo in the wording. A business item brought up an LSB meeting unless it must be urgently dealt with. Doesn't say it, it says if.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess I'll repose my question. Is there anything that would prevent the governance committee meeting, this governance committee, or the committee, the ongoing committee meetings of this committee, from being used as a committee of last resort, so that anyone could approach the committee with a motion within half a week before the next LSB meeting? Is there anything that would prevent that? I don't know of anything. And if that's available as an option, then it does mean a delay of 4 days or so, but it would provide an expedient means by which to bring business forward. Would that satisfy your concern, Eric?
Yeah, that would help a lot. Maybe it's Michael's to decide, because I could always air any qualms I have when we come to this at the meeting on Sunday. I don't feel bent out of shape by this in any way. I'm not meaning to imply that. I just want to make sure we do this in the most thoughtful way. Maybe more of a encouragement rather than a mandate. But that's just a thought. I'm just processing it somewhat off the cuff here. That's all.
This is Kim. If I can be on the stack.
Kim, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll just make a jaded observation that this is Pacifica, and rules were made to be broken. I can assure you, if somebody has what they considered an urgent motion, nothing would stop them from presenting it whenever they wanted. So, I wouldn't, you're trying to do the best you can to have a process, but it will soon be forgotten or overridden or whatever.
Michael? Yeah,
go
just
ahead.
To be clear, this is, was I recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the motion is not meant to prevent people from raising it. It's just to say once it's raised, it goes to committee. So I'll read what I typed up based on the last discussion. Resolve that any new business item brought up in an LSB meeting, unless it must be urgently dealt with, will automatically be sent to an appropriate committee or to the governance committee to assign to a committee for discussion prior to consideration by the LSB. Members are urged, if at all possible, to bring proposed motions to an appropriate committee for consideration prior to the LSB, with the governance committee shortly before the LSB as a last resort.